We have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Maggie Elliott of Atlantic is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about a topic that I'm not sure a lot of people really know a whole lot about, quite frankly. I want to talk a little bit about allergies. Maggie has a few allergies. There are a few things you're allergic to, right?
Yes, I have quite a few.
I know. I'm being polite. The list is actually lengthy. In fact, allergic to some things I didn't even know you could be allergic to.
Yes. My strongest allergies are corn and peanuts. They cause me to stop breathing, and I have to go to the hospital a lot for them. But then I also have allergies to, like, eggs and milk and soy and to some of my favorite foods, like peppers and tomatoes and beef.
So. I was looking at the list here, and cabbage, asparagus, grapefruit. I didn't even know you could be allergic to those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And some other, you know, things as well, beef. Tomatoes, things like that. Stuff that we don't even think about. It's in our diet every single day. You really don't know life without these allergies, I suppose.
No, I've had them since I was a young child. So.
And how did you find out all these things that you were allergic to?
I went to the allergist because we figured out that I was allergic to corn and wheat, and they did extensive testing, and I reacted to almost everything they tested for.
So what happens then?
They do this treatment called immunology, and it's just drops that you have under your tongue, but they haven't been so effective with me because mine are so severe. So now we're looking to get an allergy dog, hopefully, that'll detect them.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that here in a little bit. But so let me ask you then, too, because this is more than just a simple, I have to watch out what I eat. This affects you in all of your everyday life.
Yeah, I can't really go out with friends without worrying about, have they been around corn or peanuts today? Have they ate that? Am I going to accidentally touch their hand and have a reaction? So.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are a student.
Yes, I go to Iowa Connections Academy, the online public school.
And you do that for a few reasons, but one of them being the allergies?
Yeah, mostly because of my allergies.
When did you stop going to the traditional school that we know of?
I stopped in around fourth grade because my allergies were just so severe, even just like cologne from guys or anything in the air could cause me to stop breathing. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to be around people in those mm-hmm. circumstances. And, you know, you can't get mad at other people for trying to live their own lives, too. But do you sometimes get angry that you're in the situation you're in and you don't get to do a lot of the things your friends are doing?
Well, yeah, it's very hard on me because I can't really go out with friends as much. And I mean, especially not being in public school, it's hard to make friends and keep friends because you aren't there around those people.
Yeah. Do you sometimes feel like your life is like one big sacrifice?
Yeah, it feels like that, especially the more allergies I seem to find out.
You mean it never stops? You keep
adding
to the list?
Every time I go to the allergist, I dread it because I'm just, I don't want to know what else they're going to find.
Yeah. So what happens? Do you have different reactions to some of these different things you're allergic to?
Yes. Like corn and peanuts, I get hives and I stop breathing. So I obviously have to go to the hospital for that. And then there's other ones like the cabbage and asparagus. They aren't quite as severe. I just mostly get hives or I get rashes. And sometimes I'll like get sick to my stomach. But how severe they are, it really just differs with the reaction.
Sure. I mean, I know the answer to this question already, but no cure?
No, there's no cure.
This is just something you're going to have to deal with now for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Which you're learning, though. You understand how to do these things. It's a constant learning process for you.
Yes, especially with my corn allergy, because corn is in so many things you don't even think about. Like, I can't even take Tylenol because it has corn in it.
I did not know that.
Yes.
You educated all of us here today. Well, okay, I don't want to dwell on how difficult the circumstance is, but we kind of set the groundwork now. We know what your life is like as compared to our life. We don't eat, I mean, outside of maybe thinking about how much fat is in a food or do I really need it all that bad or how much it costs, we don't really think that much about what we eat, but your diet's pretty restricted.
Oh, yes. I pretty much all I can eat is salad and rice and chicken because the corn allergy, it's in almost everything that's prepackaged, and I can't go to any restaurants or anything like that because of it.
Really? So you don't even get a chance to enjoy some of the social aspects of going out with people to eat and things. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what we're trying to accomplish here today. You were hooked up with a program that will give you maybe a little bit more freedom, a little bit more flexibility. You'll have someone else looking out for you. Can you talk about that program?
Yes. There is a company that trains dogs to detect the allergens that I'm allergic to. They would train it to detect peanuts and corn. And the company is Angel Service Dogs. It's in Colorado. And the dog would pretty much go with me everywhere, and it would just smell out everything just like a drug dog would. And it would alert me if there was anything with corn or peanuts on it.
I think most of us have heard of drug dogs, dogs for the blind, leader dogs, things like that. But dogs as allergy dogs, are you finding when you talk to people about something like that that they didn't even know that existed?
Yeah, because it is relatively new. It's only been around for a few years that they've trained them for to search for allergens. But it seems that a lot of people are open to it. So
have you done some research on this whole project?
Yeah, and it's... The amount of time they have to train them for, it's really lengthy, and that's what's so discouraging about this, is that it's going to take a long time, and I'm going to college next year.
But it's, I guess, no better time than now
to
make the leap. Now, you were telling me before we started visiting here on air that you're allergic to cats.
Yes.
But you're not allergic to dogs.
No, I have a couple dogs at home, and they don't cause me any problems.
All right, so you do have some friends that you can spend a lot of time with.
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
So this will become kind of your new best friend.
Yes, he'll be with me all the time.
Very good. Talk about the process now. I guess we want to talk about the price, too. There's a cost to these things. These things don't happen by accident.
No, they're $20,000 to $30,000 to have them trained. And I'll have to fly down to Colorado for 2 weeks as well during training, which will be expensive, especially with my allergies, because I can't go out to, you know, McDonald's or something cheap to eat.
Well, and the dog will have to be trained to do what he does anyway,
yes.
He or she does. But the dog will also have to, you'll have to be trained to interact with the dog.
Yeah, that's why they have a two-week training class down in Colorado.
So you guys really have to have a good connection.
Yes.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun then, too. Okay, well, talk a little bit about what you're doing now, because I know you've got a fundraiser coming up here this weekend to help out. When you start talking about $20,000 to $30,000, insurance doesn't cover?
No, it does not.
At all?
Nope.
So there we can throw that argument out the window right away. So you need to, you don't have 20 or 30 grand in your checking account, huh?
I wish I did. That'd
at your
be great.
Age. Really? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great for all of us?
Yes.
So you're hoping folks will look into their hearts and their wallets a little bit to help out. Now, we've got a fundraiser coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yes. It's this Saturday, October 11th. It's from 4 to 6 in the Orchlands parking lot here in Atlantic. And there will be lots of pony rides and cotton candy. And there will be a bouncy house and free will donation food. And there will also be a 50-50 raffle. And there's tickets available for that at the Sweet Joy Shop, the Nest Egg, and Robinson's Hardware. And there will be lots of packages that are on the raffle, including a custom-built doghouse. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, excellent. Have you gotten a lot of support already when people hear your story?
A lot of moral support, mostly. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten much help financially because a lot of people are iffy about it because it's something new.
Mm-hmm. But well, and that's what we're doing here today, is trying to educate folks a little bit, too. Just because it's new doesn't mean it's not something that can't really better someone's life. Talk about your expectations. I mean, are you're excited about this?
Yes, I'm excited about it. I'm just hopeful that after I have the dog, that I'll be able to go out in public with my friends and not have to be worried about having to go to the hospital because I stopped breathing or something like that.
Well, and think about what life would be like. I mean, for folks sitting at home right now listening, we know what it's like in our daily lives to be able to go out, to do things, to have fun. We're somewhat carefree about it.
Yes.
And we look two ways before we cross the street, but we cross the street. You have to do a lot more than just look both ways before you cross the street to put that metaphor out there. I mean, you really need to be very aware of everything that happens. You're constantly thinking down the road.
Yes. Even like a lot of people don't think about it. When you go to Walmart or something and you look at the clothes, people have gone from over at the grocery side and touched corn, and then they come over and touch the clothes, and even just touching those that have been contaminated, I can stop breathing. So it's a lot that people just don't even think about.
Who would?
No one.
No, I mean who would think about that? Okay, I have a corn allergy. Great. I won't go near corn. It's not that simple.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, not just in the foods, but like you say, it could be residue somewhere.
Yes.
You just never know. So if you would like to help Maggie out, that would be one way to do that. If folks would like to, if they can't make it Saturday, but they would like to, they hear your story, they would like to make a donation to help out, how can they do that?
You can go to angelservicedogs.com, and you can click on Families, click Focus Families, and then select Wags for Mags, and you can make a donation. Otherwise, you can email us at wagsformags@yahoo.com. And otherwise, we have a Facebook page, which is Wags for Mags as well.
Do you think sometimes people, Maggie, in the greater scheme of things, we hear allergy and immediately people start thinking of like peanut allergies or seasonal allergies, things like that. Do you think people really have a true understanding of what it's like for folks like you to have to go through this day in and day out? It never stops.
I don't think they really do. I think they think of allergies as just, oh, you get a little cough or a sneeze here and there. But it's really scary, especially when they're so life-threatening and it's all the time, nonstop. You can never get a break from it, and it's just...
Well, mentally, you never get a break from it either. It's always top of your mind.
It's almost worse mentally than physically.
Yeah, it has to be there all the time because you have to protect yourself, too. And you don't want to offend others.
No.
That's the other side of it, too. You don't want people to try to shy away from you and feel like you're distant from them. So it creates all kinds of interesting situations that, you know, you just find yourself having to work through. So some of that can be relieved to a certain extent with the dog. With the allergy dog. So if they can help out the Wags for Mags effort, I like that, by the way. That's nice. Then make sure you stop on by this Saturday, October 11th. You said 4 to 6 at the Orschlins facility.
Yep.
Very good. And have a lot of fun. It's a family event.
Yes.
Because this could happen to anyone.
It absolutely could.
Very good. So if you can help them out, they'd sure appreciate it. What's the time frame look like? Do you have a time schedule that you'd like to get this accomplished?
We're trying to get it done by June of next year because I do plan on going to college.
So there is a little bit of urgency time-wise on this.
There is.
All right, very good. Well, if folks, again, are listening and are thinking about that they would like to help out the efforts, you know the ways to do that now, and we wish you the best. Otherwise, just call us here at the station. We'll give you that information as well. Well, Maggie, good luck to you. We wish you the very best. Hope you have a great turnout on Saturday, and looking forward to the dog. Do you know what type of dog it'll be?
I don't know for sure. I think it's going to be a Labradoodle, though.
So. Okay. Something good. Well, that'll be the next experiment then, too. When you go off to college, you're going to have to explain that you have a dog with you everywhere.
Yes.
Let's deal with that when it happens.
Exactly.
Very good. Let's get that dog first. All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.